This is Dr. Rohini, Raghupathy, dictating disability exam on Mary Jean Peirce. She goes by MJ, P-I-E-R-C-E. Middle name is Jean, J-E-A-N. First name Mary. Date of birth is 7/11/79. Age 43 years. Date of visit 1/12/23. This is a general medical exam with emphasis on neurological emphasis. Claimant Mary Jean Peirce. Date of birth is 7/11/79. Date of exam 1/12/2023. Informant is patient herself. Allegations: she drops things from both hands. She's very forgetful and keeps repeating herself. Mood is up and down. Cannot hold a job for more than 8 months. To the nurse, she said her she was requesting disability due to severe anxiety, bipolar manic depression, degenerative joint disease of the cervical spine causing numbness to both hands, and pain, chronic pain in her neck. She also claims she has PTSD disorder, ADD, COPD, and dementia. Past medical problems: she says she had epilepsy as a child from age 3 to 12 years and outgrew it. She has a history of cervical DJD, for which she has undergone one surgery and is supposed to have another one soon. She has a history of bipolar disorder, PTSD disorder, ADD. She has a history of COPD. She has severe anxiety and depression. Past surgical history: in 2014, she had a plate and 6 screws done. Then she says it was a cervical fusion in her neck. She's had C-sections in 2005, 7, and 9, and a tubal ligation with the last one. And she's also had a DNC before that. And thus, she had an EGD, and then she's had a partial hysterectomy in 2013. Current medication: she's on gabapentin 600 milligrams 3 times a day, Zoloft 200 milligrams 1 a day, Lamictal 25 milligrams 2 a day, Strattera 100 milligrams 1 a day, Tylenol number 4, 1, 3 times a day as needed, PRN pain done by Dr. McFernan in Scott and White Plain Clinic. Flexeril 10 milligrams TID PRN. Vitamin D 50,000 units per day. Clonopin 1 milligram 3 to 4 times a day as needed. And she uses a Breo inhaler. Allergies: she thinks she's allergic to Buspar, Lyrica, Paxil, and Zofran, and also some vaginal Cleosin tablets. Social history: she is not working at this time. She was working up to November of 2022 as a charge nurse in one of the nursing homes in Golden Creek Nursing Home in Navasota. Marital status: she is separated. She smokes 1 packet per day. She drinks alcohol 1 to 3 socially, weekends and celebration times. Does not use drugs. In a typical day, she's mostly in bed and otherwise doing laundry or light housekeeping, mostly folding clothes. She's not on any disability or workman's comp now. Family history: father is living at age 74. Mother died at age of 33. She had depression. She has 2 brothers and 1 sister, are all healthy. Family history: mainly several members of the family, like her mom, grandmother, grandfather, children, all have depression. Grandfather had heart disease. Dad and paternal grandmother have type 2 diabetes mellitus, and her mother had cervical cancer, and her grandmother had breast cancer and grandfather had prostate cancer. Limitations, she claims she cannot sit. She can sit for about 12 hours if she's not doing anything. She can stand for less than 2 hours, and she does not know how long she can walk because she has not really tried walking. She, because of the pain in her neck, she pretty much stays in bed. She claims she cannot carry more than 10 pounds. On exam, head normocephalic, neck exam, limited range of motion of flexion and extension, and particularly lateral rotation to the left side. Right side lateral rotation is good. And then overall rotation is also limited. Eyes PRLA, we did do visual acuity, which shows her without glasses, OD was 20/20 and OS was 20/20, OU was 20/20. With glasses, she says she's farsighted and her right eye was 20/25, left eye 20/25, and OU was 20/20. This, she was wearing the glasses for this. ENT exam with the normal limits, no evidence of infection in the throat. Neck is supple, no left pneumothorax, thoracic JVP not distended, lungs quite clear, heart S1 and S2 heard with regular sinus rhythm, no gallops or murmurs. Abdomen soft, not tender, bowel sounds normal, no hepatosplenomegaly. Extremity exam, no edema. CNS, gait is pretty normal. But when I did make her do tandem walking, she couldn't do it. She could stand on her heels, but barely on her toes. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 intact. Mood is pretty normal at this time, but she is on a lot of medication to control her mood. Motor system. Her strength is five by five on the left side, and no, four to five by five on the left. I'm sorry. The strength, erase all this. The strength is left was 5x5, right is between a 4 to 5 on a 5. Straight leg raising test was equivocal on the left side and negative on the right side. A pinch, ability to pinch was good bilaterally. She can manipulate small and large objects properly. Reflexes were abnormally 3 plus bilaterally, and Babinski was non-responsive. Range of motion of cervical, shoulder, elbow, wrist, hand, thoracolumbar, hip and knee, and ankle and foot are attached on a separate sheet of paper. Have noticed that this patient does not look eye to eye. She's always looking down. She had mentioned in her paperwork that she cannot raise her eyes above her head level. Mm-hmm. Possible limitations for this patient after my exam and review of records is she's able to sit, stand, and walk normally in an 8-hour period. She does not need any assistive devices. She does have mood disorder, and she has anxiety and depression, and that mainly seems to be her problem. She also has chronic neck pain, which is limiting her movements of the head and neck, and she's in a constant pain. She also claims that although the physical exam there was very minimal difference in the exam between the left and right side, and left being normal and the right being slightly low grasp at 4 to 5 over 5, she claims she drops objects, although she did not do that during the exam. She does have some limitations on reaching above the head. There's no limitation on bending, stooping. I did not try crouching or squatting for fear of fall. Her vision as such seems to be okay, and she is right-handed. She is a smoker. This exam, during this exam, the patient put forward a fair effort. Examination was done by Dr. Rohini Raghupathy on 1/12/23.